This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Health with Dr. Ken. Welcome to the second hour. I'm glad you're aboard. I'll bring you up to date on all the health news. Review all the journals that are published each week in medicine. You ever been to the doctor's office about 10 years ago? You see his desk covered, he or she, his desk covered up to his eyeballs. Today, a lot of it is on the internet, but still, there's thousands of journals published each week. I try to read the important ones, the practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, live longer. So we'll bring you up to date, and also we'll answer all your health care questions, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions, yourself, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I still take care of patients every single day. If you want to talk to me about the VA situation, I'd love to hear your thoughts. We're also going to do Name That Drug. If you have a medication that you want some information, just call up 1-888-553-7536. That's easy to remember. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. If you have a medication and you're wondering about it, just tell Michael when he answers the phone that I want to go on to Name That Drug. We'll put you ahead and we'll give you all the answers to any of your drug questions. We also in my office just this week instituted another electronic health record, and boy, that's an interesting event for any office that goes through that or hospital. If you've had some experience with electronic health records, I'd love to hear what you think about them. They're going to change the face, literally, of medicine, and I want to hear what your experiences have been, what you think about them. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Well, but let's kick off the festivities of the second hour in Quincy, Illinois, and welcome Sheila. Sheila, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
How can we help?
I got high blood pressure, and I do take hydrochloride and metoprolol, but they discover now since 99 that it lowers my heart rate. So I went to another doctor, and he wants me to be on lisinopril.
Easy for you to say, lisinopril.
Yeah.
So tell me.
I don't know. It's also supposed to be for heart failure people, but all I have is high blood pressure.
Wait, Sheila, let me try to untangle this, and I promise you, by the time you hang up, you'll understand everything, okay?
Okay.
You know, 80% of Americans before they leave planet Earth are going to have high blood pressure. It's just a phenomenon of aging. The vessels get stiffer and stiffer. And this is an issue we all have to face. There are things you can do before you get on the medication. Get down to ideal body weight. Eliminate salt from the diet to the best you can. Get rid of stress, ha, 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 to the best you can. When the doctor says it's okay, get into an aerobic exercise program. Limit the alcohol. Make sure you don't have sleep apnea. And once you get those issues dealt with, a lot of us still have high blood pressure. There's a fraction of us who will have a blockage in the artery to the kidney, about 7%, and that needs to be opened. It doesn't matter how many blood pressure medications you throw at it. There are some rare people who will have hormonal issues, and they'll have very low potassiums, and they need specific treatment. But most people have what I think you have is a phenomenon where the vessels, the big vessels of the body, just get stiffer. They lose that nice rubbery, elastic nature that where they absorb the continuous compression of the heart pounding the blood out to the body. But as the vessels get stiffer, the blood pressure goes up. And there are several different families of medications that us doctors use after we maximize the lifestyle issues, and you've named at least three of them. One is the water pill, hydrochlorothiazide. It eliminates salt, and it's very effective in many people, relatively inexpensive. You just have to watch and make sure that your potassium and magnesium don't get too low. And then you mentioned metoprolol, a beta blocker. For some people, it works. For some people, it doesn't. For high blood pressure, beta blockers are especially important after a heart attack. Beta blockers are also important for heart failure. They block the intrinsic adrenaline, which is secreted by that gland that sits on top of the kidneys, called the adrenal. It's that fight or flight response. You get startled, you get scared, somebody sneaks up on you, you feel your heart pound. That's the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys, getting that adrenaline, the natural epinephrine, the natural adrenaline into your blood. And the beta blockers, like a key in a lock, just interfere with that effectiveness. And so your heart rate goes down, as you point out, your blood pressure goes down. And some people, as they get older, the natural spark of the heart starts wearing out, and they can't afford to lower the heart rate anymore, or they'll just collapse. So beta blockers can't be used. Beta blockers also can't be used in asthmatics because it causes constriction of the airways. And also in some diabetics, we want to be careful, because if their blood sugar gets low, then you won't be aware of the low blood sugar. But many diabetics do get beta blockers. You just have to be careful. And then you mentioned the third category of blood pressure lowering medicines, the so-called ACE inhibitor family, of which lisinopril, the medicine you mentioned, Sheila, is a very common example. And as you pointed out accurately, lisinopril is not only indicated for high blood pressure, it's also indicated for heart failure. And it also may be of some benefit for preserving the kidneys in diabetics, but this is an indication where the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth as time goes on, whether it actually is effective. And we don't need to bring out that debate. But lisinopril, as long as your kidney function is not too horrible, is a very good drug. You just have to watch the kidney function occasionally on that. And you also have the most common side effect that I see with these ACE inhibitors, the prills, the lisinopril, the zestrils, the captoprils. The most common side effect that you may see is a few percent of people will cough. And then if you do cough, we switch you over to another family, a related family of blood pressure lowering medicines called the ARBs, the ARB, of which Cozaar is a very common one, and there's a long list of them. Sheila in Quincy, Illinois, I hope that helped.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it also says that you should tell your doctor that you're on hydrochlorothiazide before and when you take this less.
The lisinopril. Well, the key is that the hydrochlorothiazide increases the excretion in the urine of potassium, so that tends to lower your potassium and magnesium in your blood, whereas the lisinopril has the opposite effect. It actually spares. It tends to make the kidneys not secrete as much potassium and magnesium, and so they work well. And then the hydrochlorothiazide, the diuretic, actually makes the ACE inhibitor lisinopril more effective and lowers the blood pressure even better. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to talk about a new treatment option for patients with diabetes.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
One of America's favorite doctors and Emmy-nominated TV host, Dr. Travis Stork, is partnering with Crest and Oral-B ProHealth.
I partner with Crest and Oral-B ProHealth to help raise awareness about the important role oral care plays in a person's overall health. So many people don't realize that you need to protect your mouth against things like tartar buildup, which cannot be removed just by brushing alone. So using a product like Crest ProHealth Tartar Protection Rinse, it's crucial to maintaining a healthy mouth because it does provide protection not only against tartar buildup, but also cavities.
Stork says small steps, such as this one, can lead to big changes in other areas of your life as well.
Making a healthy swap, like fruit-infused seltzer water in place of soda, or taking a 30-minute walk every day, will help improve one's health one step at a time.
Other tips? Enjoy being active.
Finding an activity you enjoy is so important to incorporating regular physical fitness in your life. It shouldn't feel like work, so definitely choose something you enjoy.
For more information, visit CrestProHealth.com. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We do have a couple of lines open. You know, I get email at drken@drkenshow.com telling me that the lines are busy. Well, here's your opportunity to get in. Write this down. It's toll-free, 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N, 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N, toll-free from anywhere in the country. We'll try to get on you on as soon as possible. But there's some great news. If you missed the first hour, I want to tell you about it one more time. We have a new treatment option for patients with diabetes. Just this past Friday, the FDA approved Mankind Corporation's inhaled insulin, Afrezza. And most of us, almost all of us, know somebody with diabetes. This is a great option. Afrezza is delivered via a whistle-sized inhaler. It acts more rapidly than injectable insulins such as Humalog and Novolog. Patients with chronic lung disease, however, this is the one caveat, such as asthma or COPD, we mean chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, they should not use Afrezza because of the risk of acute constriction of the airways of the lung. We call this bronchospasm. Also, smokers should not use this. But for everybody else, this presents a really nice new option for treating diabetes. So if that's an issue, you may want to talk to the doctor about it. Also, mustaches and oxygen tanks can be a dangerous match. This is out of the Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. I'm not making this one up. Facial hair increases the risk of burns for people who use home oxygen therapy. More than 1 million Americans use home oxygen therapy, and us doctors need to warn our patients about the burn risk associated with facial hair. People using home oxygen therapy can reduce their risk of burns by shaving facial hair, using water-based hair gels instead of those with alcohol or oil, using humidified oxygen, and by avoiding sparks and flames. So if you're using home oxygen, even just 2 liters, as so many do, in that nasal cannula, you want to make sure you have a nice, clean-cut look. Next is marriage and a healthy heart important. There seems to be a correlation between unhappy marital interactions and cardiovascular disease risk, and we'll talk about that next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Thank you. Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We do have a few lines open. Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. You know, I've been in medicine over 30 years, and there's probably nothing I haven't seen at least once. And I'd like to help you get to the next step. If you've been involved in the healthcare, you know it's not exactly user-friendly these days. I want to help you get through that maze. And if you've been advised to get certain treatments, maybe you'd like to get a gentler, kinder approach to it and see if there's any alternatives, I'll be glad to give it a shot. If you have any symptoms or signs of something and no one can figure it out, give me a shot at it. I like the hard ones, the easy ones, and everybody learns from all the callers, so don't be shy. And my guarantee is I won't embarrass anybody. Let's go out to Milton, Florida, and welcome Lena. Lena, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Lena.
Hi, good morning. You have a very informative program. I listen to it every Saturday.
Well, bless your heart. It's a healthy addiction, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Now, I got shingles on the 22nd of June.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm in a lot of pain. I am on medication for it, and I'm taking 3 pills a day. And I have 3 lesions that broke out.
Oh, bless
your heart. Two broke out immediately, and then another one broke out a couple days later. But I have a lot of inner pain all around my waist.
Okay.
And what could I do besides taking a lot of pain pills?
I'm not
a person that pops a lot of pills.
Sure, Lena. I hear you. Let me see what I can do here for you. Is this the first time you've had shingles or herpes zoster?
No. I had them about 30 years ago.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, did you ever have the vaccine for it?
No. And I was going to ask you, if you had the shingles, will the vaccine help?
Great question. And the answer is it will. It won't 100% prevent it, but it will lower the risk of you getting it. And if you do have a recurrence, it usually is not as intense. And the important point is, we didn't know this until recently, that includes people who have already had it. So if you already had it, you should still get the vaccine. And, you know, people definitely at 60 should start thinking about this. And even at at age 50, talk to your primary care doctors about this. But let's talk to you, because now we have to figure out how to get you some relief. People who don't, aren't familiar with shingles or herpes zoster, most of us who are born before the age of the vaccine for chickenpox got chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I got chickenpox. My daughter was fortunately, she never got it. But what happens is that virus, chickenpox, went away, we thought, but no, it's been living in our nerves for decades, and for reasons which we don't quite understand, after it goes dormant with that initial active chickenpox outbreak, when we get older, usually after age 60, sometimes earlier, when we're, our immune system is not as aggressive and strong as it should be, and keeping that virus contained in the nerves, that virus can reappear, and it comes out in a distribution of a nerve in the skin. You see it, and it can be extremely painful.
Yeah.
The key is don't put your hands on that. You will just spread it all around. You know, just fight the desire to put your hands on it. You don't want to do that. And if you're on right now, you're on Valtrex for this.
Yes, I am.
And if it's not working, there's Zovirex or there's Famvir, the two other choices. Also, there's other families of medications that can be used. And I know you don't want to take drugs, but this is a time where, you know, you just want to hold your nose and take them for a short time, because you don't want to be tortured by this and you want this to go away. But you need to talk to a doctor maybe who's a little more specialized with this. But Neurontin, amitriptyline, sometimes these numbing agents such as lidocaine delivered via cream gel or spray, or skin patch can work. Medications that contain narcotics or codeine are sometimes needed. But you need to get yourself some relief, Lena. I would go back to the doctor, see the infectious disease doctor.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Did you know that 11 states have sued the government for hiding its secret deals with outside interest groups? These groups routinely file lawsuits, and the government settles them out of court, an easy way to cut the states out of the process. It is referred to as sue and settle, and has become a common practice. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize that one of the first principles of our republic is the people's right to know what their government is doing and why. When any agency denies a legitimate request for copies of public records, it violates that sacred principle of freedom. Some states are angry enough to fight for that principle. All of us should be.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
House sharing with you over 30 years of taking care of patients every day. I'd like to share with you my knowledge, help you get to the next step, hold your hand through this crazy medical maze and of revolving door medicine, and help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Hopefully there won't be much of a wait. There's no bills, no paperwork. What could be better? 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DRKEN. You want to talk about the VA situation? You want to talk about electronic health records? You want to talk about any sort of medical problem? We even take questions about sex. I promise I won't embarrass anybody. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Joan London, I want to talk about her, and then we'll get back to the calls immediately, but I just want to mention a few lessons about what we learned about this very genuine woman, Joan London. She's 63 years old. She, remember, she's the former Good Morning America co-host. She revealed this past Tuesday that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. After her annual mammogram was unrevealing due to dense fibrous breast, she was advised to get an ultrasound of the breast, which then revealed a lesion in the right breast and a follow-up biopsy diagnosed an aggressive form of breast cancer. So again, there are a number of lessons here with Joan London. The first is get a yearly mammogram, women, and you want to start. My opinion, I think we should start in the 40s. You know, the government wants you to wait till you're in your 50s, but most of the societies, including the Cancer Society, they think you should start in the 40s. Early diagnosis is the key. key to curing breast cancer. And that's why it's important to be vigilant with these diagnostic studies. And if there's any question, if you have dense, fibrous breasts, an ultrasound is needed because the mammogram alone is limited. So the risk of breast cancer, it increases if you have a baby over the age of 35, or if there's a genetic family risk, if you're a smoker, or if you take too much alcohol. All of these things are issues. I recommend still that women do their own examination at the same time of the menstrual period, because things can change during your cycle. But the same time of the month during your cycle, just do a self-examination. If you don't know how to do it, ask the doctor to show you. Ironically, Joan London's late father was a cancer surgeon, but this is a genuine, real lady. She's 63. She has 7 kids, 2 twin sets. Remember, she was the host from 1980 to 1997 on Good Morning America. Let's go to Macon, Georgia, and welcome Gene to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, thanks for calling.
My wife has COPD, and she's been contending for lung volume reduction surgery at a major center in Florida. In the process, in the testing process, they've required a dobutamine stress echo. And we have finally gotten that done, and the results weren't very favorable. But in the process, our cardiologist here said he no longer offered that test, did not recommend it, said it placed a lot of stress on the patient and didn't show very much. And basically, we were essentially unsuccessful in getting it done here. Now that the test results are not particularly favorable, is there some question about the test? And if so,
well,
should we do another test?
Well, let me try to untangle the message that you were given, okay? You were given that information by a cardiologist?
Yes.
Did this cardiologist ever perform dobutamine stress echo?
I'm not sure.
Because
the word I got was that he no longer does.
You know, okay. Because there are many different ways to do what you're describing, what's called pharmacologic stress testing. This is stress testing where you don't have to do any exercise. The medication stresses the heart. So you don't have to walk on the treadmill. You don't have to drive a bike. And this is done when it's not a possibility for you to do any exercise, and we want to determine non-invasively how the circulation to the heart is doing. The other nice option we now have is the CT angiogram of the coronaries, where we can actually visualize, image the coronaries non-invasively with just the special CAT scanners. The dobutamine stress echo in the setting of an experienced person is a good test. I've been doing dobutamine stress echo for several decades. You just have to pick the patient properly. You don't want to have any serious arrhythmia, rhythm issues. And it's ideal in the case where someone has significant lung disease. There are some other options now for patients undergoing pharmacologic stress testing with lung issues. In the past, these newer options weren't around, so we used a lot more dobutamine stress echo. But dobutamine stress echo is a good test. It also tells us about the reserve, the viability of the heart muscle if you need to go through bypass surgery and you want to know how much improvement you're going to have after you do a bypass surgery. So I would not get rid of the dobutamine stress echo yet, but there are these alternatives for doing pharmacologic non-walking stress tests when you have lung disease. There's LexaScan MyoView stress test. That's a nuclear stress test. And now there's also PET stress testing. And you have these results. So what I think the doctor was saying to you is that they may miss something, but it depends how experienced the person doing the dobutamine stress echo is. But if you have an abnormal result, then I would be concerned about the circulation to the heart. And the next step is to either image the coronaries with a CTA, a CT angiogram, or to do a heart catheterization before her surgery.
Well, they've in effect said that she was now not a candidate for the surgery, that the likelihood of an unfavorable outcome is too great.
So. Well, hold on a second. So they said that even before anyone looked at her coronaries?
Yes.
How horrible was her dobutamine stress echo?
Well, it showed general weakening of the heart, some enlargement of the heart. Reflection fraction was below normal.
Okay. Did they know any of this information? Because I think it's more than just the results of the dobutamine stress echo, which actually is done non-invasively to look at the circulation. But I think they're even more concerned about other parts of her heart than the circulation.
Well, correct. I mean, that's the impression I got.
Okay, and that comes out of doing an echo part of the stress test. So you got additional information that was very important, actually. I would try to talk to the doctor and find out if more information about the heart would help to change their opinion about whether she's a candidate, or find out exactly why she's not a candidate. I think the communication here is not good.
Okay. Well, we've got a follow-up at Emory University here next week, and she had a nuclear stress in 2012 that... And none of these issues came up, so we're
that's not a reflection of the test. Don't blame the test. That's a reflection of, unfortunately, of your wife's heart.
Right, I understand. So we're trying to get another opinion on whether she is a candidate.
Right. What you need to do is get more clearly. You had a doctor bash a test for reasons that don't apply to the information that you were given from this test. And the information which is additional from this test may be important. You need somebody to sit down who's objective, who can look at this, untangle it, and explain to you what's going on. I mean, if you were in Central Florida, I'd do this for you in a heartbeat with all the records. And that's the problem. You're getting fragments of information. You know, it's like when we were kids playing telephone, and by the time the message gets down past the 10th person, it's not clear. Trust me, if you get a doctor to get all the records together and sit down with you and sort it out for you, you will learn some important information, I promise you. Okay, Gene in Macon, Georgia, thanks so much. If that doesn't help, give me a call back, but you just need to get this sorted out with better communication. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55-DRKEN. Next, having babies later in life may help women live longer on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home, because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings in all flooring, like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to embrace the warm weather than by enjoying the tastes and colors of the season with friends and family. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer marks the start of sunny skies, outdoor gatherings, and an abundance of colorful, healthy produce, perfect for fresh summer recipes. But can you entertain all season on a budget? Devin Weaver, MamaCheeps.com.
It's the perfect time to lighten up the menu by creating easy and delicious meals using summer's fresh produce. I shop at Aldi because they have a wide selection of fresh produce at low prices, giving shoppers healthy benefits without breaking the bank. I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocers.
What are your tips for enjoying a healthy and delicious summer?
Colorful produce promotes health, tastes great, and looks pretty, too. Garnish drinks with bright slices of fruit and frozen grapes. Mix freshly diced tropical fruits for a tasty salsa side dish, or grill fruits for extra sweetness. And my number one tip is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more info, visit aldi.us.
Hey, everybody, I'm Cece Carmichael, your entertaining expert. Nobody likes cleanup after a party, so you want it to be quick and easy. That's why I love the new Frigidaire Gallery dishwasher. It's got a one-wash, one-dry promise. Orbit Clean Wash System will get all the food residue off your dishes. I have little secret weapons, and I think you should, too. One of them is Texas Pete's hot sauce. I use it on everything, and I love that they've come out with a new sriracha sauce, which is really spicy and wonderful, called Cha by Texas Pete. I like products also that are multitaskers. Tide Oxy is a multi-purpose stain remover. It's got 225 household uses. Everything from cleaning your bathroom before your guests arrive to cleaning your patio furniture. Also, if you're lucky enough to have Fresh Direct in your area, you just log on and they will bring right to your door gorgeous meats for grilling, everything that you want. Also, go to Facebook/VideoPump if you want to know about anything that I talked about today.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, that Provia for the hair, great product. 1-800-543-5817 is where you can get it. 1-800-543-5817. Well, let's go to Louisiana, Pineville, Louisiana, and welcome Daryl. Daryl, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I watched this video, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead by Joe Cross. It's a very compelling video about juicing fruits and vegetables. And I did that over the last week, Monday through Friday. My wife got up early and made it before I went to work, and that's all we had. We had juice this whole week, and I've lost 10 pounds. So I'm just wondering if there are any health benefits or risks with doing that, because I'm not eating meats or proteins. I'm just drinking the fruits and vegetable juices. What's your opinion about that?
So you're on it. The question is, what do I think about juicing, or what do I think about juicing as the exclusive nutrient that you take?
Well, it's not going to be a permanent thing, but doing it, like I did it this time for 5 days, 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
And doing it in, like 10-day spurts every now and then. Not an exclusive thing. On the video, he did 60 days, but he was morbidly obese. He had some health issues. He had, problems going on, and he lost a lot of weight.
Let me ask a question. What are they selling?
Well, he's not selling anything. That's what was so compelling about it.
Okay.
He was just a normal guy. He was an Australian guy. He just decided to come and do it. And he used just a regular juicer. I think the juicer brand was a Breville brand, but he never pushed that. He never said, "Oh, you got to get this."
I don't have any.
Whatever,
I don't have any problems with juicing. I'll just tell you if you want to go by the scientific evidence, there isn't any scientific evidence that extracted juices are healthier than the juice you get by eating the fruit or vegetable itself. But if you want to do this because you're not going to eat the juice, any fruit anyway, then that's okay. But the thing that I have a problem, if you're going to get your juices just by juicing, is, you know, you don't get the fiber that's in the natural fruit. The fruit, the fiber is so good for you. It also fills you up, so that helps you to lose weight. But if you want to do some juicing, because that's the only way you'll get the juice, I don't have a problem with it, but that's, I think, as much as we know about it, and I wouldn't do it for long extended periods as your exclusive nutrient. That's what I feel strongly about. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, watching television and early death strongly linked.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Front House, Good Day Health with Doc. House 1-888-55-DRKN. I think we got it now, guys. Answering all your health care questions. Well, can having babies later in life help a woman live longer? This is the question that was answered in research reported this week in the medical journal Menopause. Women who naturally have babies after age 33 tend to live longer than those who had their last child before age 30. In fact, if the last pregnancy occurred at age 33 or older, the chances of living past 95 double. It seems that gene variations that enable women to have babies at a later age may also be tied to living longer lives. In fact, listen to this, guys. It's a fact that 85% of people who live to 100 years or more are women, and only 15% are men. And I want to tell you, in my over 30 years of taking care of patients, I've never met an obese 90-year-old guy or older. If there's one out there, I'd love to meet him. And I mentioned again about the watching of television. Out of the Journal of the American Heart Association, people who watch television more than 2 hours a day double their risk of early death. Let's go to Anderson, South Carolina. And Benny, you're next up on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Come on into my medical office on the radio.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm 61. I have coronary heart disease. I've had stents. I'm carrying about 100 pounds. Too much weight, and also have low testosterone. And I've had one doctor tell me that, yeah, you'll feel great, you'll build muscle, but you'll die. And my other doctor says, well, you're just replacing something that you should naturally have in your body anyway. And then I see all the ads of Call Me and Will Sue, the TGL companies. So I just shied away from it.
The lawyers are running the advertisements on the radio here in Central Florida also, Benny. I hear them all the time. This is a great question, and I'm so sorry that you're dealing with this, because this is an issue that is really challenging me as a physician, taking care of a lot of heart patients who are just like yourself. They've got some coronary disease. Their testosterone levels are diminishing. They're getting symptoms of low testosterone. But what we learned last winter was the results of this VA study. And what this VA study reported, it was led by Dr. Rebecca Vigen, who's a researcher with the VA and the University of Texas. She led this study and reported in a fairly good amount of men who have coronary artery disease. This is 8,709 men, vets, with a history of heart problems. Are you ready? The ones on testosterone therapy, they had a 29% greater risk of death, heart attack, or stroke than those not on the hormone over an average follow-up period of just 27 and a half months. After I read that, Benny, I'm not prescribing testosterone replacement to my heart patients unless they have a major testosterone issue, not the low T that you see in the male menopause that most of us go through. If they have a primary problem that they've had since they were a child with testosterone, I might consider it. But unless you understand that you're clearly from this study going to increase your risk, you could say maybe the next study that's even larger will trump this study and not find this association. But, you know, when we started to treat women, let me back it up a second, Benny. I've become a student of the history of medicine, and it's fascinating what sometimes by intuition seems that it should make sense. The body does not act as you would predict. You're hearing from one set of doctors, oh, you're just replacing what you're missing. Well, we thought that with women. You know, women stop getting heart disease and then suddenly start getting it in a big amount when they get to the menopause, and they catch up with guys. So the feeling was, let's just replace their estrogen that they're losing and they won't catch up with the guys. And actually it made them worse. They got more heart attacks and more strokes, and now we're very careful about giving hormones to women when they go through the menopause and beyond. And I'm just concerned based on this study about giving someone like yourself, Benny. Does that help? Benny in Anderson, South Carolina, thanks so much for calling. Thanks to everybody for being with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.